You are the visionary. That is what you were meant to be. I want you to realize the power you have.
Welcome to the Material World Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Cher Enya, a certified hypnotist and mindset coach. This podcast is here so that you can start making massive quantum leaps. I'll be sharing a decade of manifestation and mindset tips that have allowed me to set up my sole purpose business, quit my 9-to-5, transform my identity, and start creating a life that gives me internal and external freedom, as well as true happiness and fulfillment. You can expect in-depth teachings, guided visualizations, and actionable steps, because you can't just daydream about a limitless life. You must co-create it through intention, energy, and getting unapologetic about what you want. It's time for you to manifest a life even better than what is on your vision board. So let's get into this episode.
So a big theme of what I'm talking about at the moment is returning the power back to you. The power that was always in you, but it may have just felt like it wasn't. You may have felt like you didn't have the power, or other people had more than you. And when I'm talking about power, I'm really talking about your personal power, your creative power, your intuitive power, the power that you hold, almost like the energy that you hold as a person, the person that you are. Because I want you to realize how much power you actually have and what an incredible creator you are. So this episode today is, as always, it's just a perspective. It's just a perspective to look through. It's not a truth. And my intention is that this is going to be a useful perspective to give you some extra energy, some extra power to follow through on the ideas that you have. So something I thought about today was how so many people feel stuck. And this was me. I felt so stuck, so trapped, like I was in this invisible box and I felt like there was no way out of how I was feeling and the situation I was in. And what did that do? It left me powerless. And I know so many people are in this same situation. They are feeling the same things. They are feeling powerless because they feel that they don't have freedom. And I think freedom is something that the vast majority of people are seeking in the world. So my perspective on this today, as I was contemplating this and it was moving through me, was, what if this feeling of stuckness, what if this feeling of powerlessness and being trapped, what if that was a reflection of how much power people actually have? That in fact, it's not a lack of power that is overwhelming, but the level of power that they have that they feel unequipped to use, that their circumstances don't meet the level of power that they actually hold. Because there are a lot of people in the self-help world, in the personal development world, who will tell you all day that it's easy to just change and it's easy, you can just be happy and let go and forgive and blah, 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 blah. And many people try, but it doesn't work for them, despite the amount of people telling them that it should work for them. And then what does that do? It makes them feel worse. It sucks the power from them even more. And I like to think of each of us as creators. We are all these powerful creators that have this direct access to something greater, whatever that is. And that is channeling and downloading and gifting us ideas that want to be birthed into the world. And we have this level of consciousness. And this level of consciousness is a direct reflection of creativity and expression. And this is my theory. Like I said, this isn't truth. And what I've been contemplating today is this level of consciousness that we all have and how we are all evolving and expanding. And so is the collective consciousness. It is growing and expanding. So I thought, well, what if evolution, the way that humans have evolved over time, is a reflection of their own consciousness and collective consciousness? And what if this collective consciousness is a process of allowing us to access more of the power that we have? So in caveman times, you would tell a child that their consciousness was far lower. They were far less evolved than we are today. And over the years, as we have evolved from cavemen, we have slowly begun to access more of our power. So this evolution and raising of consciousness is in fact more of just an access, that we are just accessing more of the power that we have in us. And some people are accessing more power than others. And it doesn't mean that they have more power. It just means they are accessing more and they are able to access more. And the people that are accessing more power are the people who are making the world we live in evolve even faster. And it's very easy to put these people on a pedestal. It's very easy to think that they are far more clever, far more anything than you might feel you are. But I like to think that you're no different to the person that you look up to or the person that inspires you. You create from the same source. You have the same level of power in your body because there is nothing different in them that there is in you. It's just that you might believe that they are more clever. There might be more evidence in the world that shows they are more clever, they are better, more talented, more skillful, but is it ultimately true? Or is it a belief that's been formed? And because there is so much evidence, because over time, these people that you may look up to have had ideas, taken action on them, put them into the world, built momentum on them, so more and more evidence is given that this person that you look up to, or these people that you look up to, or people who you perceive to be better than you, it's just that there's more evidence out there because they have built momentum on one idea that they had. And this is why so many people feel that they get left behind, they aren't as clever, or they'll never be able to do what other people are doing, so they play small. And what happens when we have this buildup of beliefs and what we perceive to be good at, what we perceive to be not good at, and how we put other people on pedestals, what happens is that it goes into your belief system. And your belief system is going to be the thing that decides whether you get started on those ideas that you are getting sent and gifted with. And your belief system decides how capable you are of bringing those ideas into life. Because your beliefs will shape the way you act, react, and it will determine the energy that you put into certain things. There is no person that is any more superior than you are. There is no one who is better or worse than you are. Because if you cut us all open, well, we're all the same. No one has something that someone else doesn't have. It might just be that someone else has a greater access to personal power, to their own personal energy source, meaning they are more likely to act on their ideas. They are less likely to hesitate. Therefore, they are going to do more, achieve more, because they have less things holding them back. They take more action. Action is manifested into evidence, and everyone uses that evidence to put them on a pedestal. So we can see that there is no mind or no person that is more or less than another. We are all connected to this same energy source, and we all have the same level of power and energy within us. It's just dependent on how much access we have to that. And this is where so many people fall down, is that they are either not appreciating or acting on their ideas or their creativity because they get ideas. Their belief system says, no, you can't do that. That won't ever work for you. Therefore, those ideas do not expand. They do not have energy channeled into them. No action actually happens. Therefore, there's no evidence. And therefore, they evolve in their lifetime very little. And they don't make a huge imprint in the world, even though they had the power to do so, because they had just as much power given to them as anyone else. So then what happens? Because of this, we are left with this hierarchy system that we have of the people who are making it in the world and the people who are succeeding and the people who are perceived to be more clever and the people who are perceived to be less successful and less clever. And then so many people are left burning their energy on fear, worry, feeling depression, misery, jealousy, shame, guilt, anger. So much of that, instead of using their energy for creativity, intuition, wisdom, knowledge, growth. If more people were using their power and energy for evolution and not for how we've all been conditioned to be, which is hating on each other and hating ourselves, imagine how much better things would be. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long, she thought it was just who she was. And now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. And imagine if the vast majority of people knew how to use the power that they have within themselves for good and for creation and for contribution instead of being overwhelmed by the power that they have. So overwhelmed that it leaves them stuck. It leaves them fearful. It leaves them fearful of the world they're living in, other people, and themselves. But what if we were all here to create? What if we were all here to express the power and creativity and ideas that we receive? And what if that was a huge part of what you're here to do? To receive ideas, to appreciate them when they come, to act on them and manifest them into your reality. And then momentum builds on that, which creates more energy. More energy is being fueled into more ideas being generated, more action, more evidence goes out into the world. So you are just this continuous momentum of creativity, power, and energy. What if we were all meant to be visionaries and creators and vessels that ideas are channeled through and then manifested out into the world? What if that was the way the world was set up from the get-go, so that when you were born, you were told how much power you had, how much creativity you have, and how many ideas you are going to receive in the world, and you get to decide what ideas you're going to act on and how you are going to come into the world, contribute, and take all of your incredible personal power and energy and creativity and make incredible changes and be the visionary of your life. So I have this theory about AI, and I know that AI is something, again, that many, many people are fearing and worried about. But what if AI is actually a gift that is here to support us to be the visionaries that we're meant to be? What if this was a pathway to freedom to do what we're here to do, which is to create and to evolve? Because so many people are so worried about, well, what if AI takes over? Or what about jobs and what about people's work? Well, the way I look at it is, if we are all the visionaries and creators, what I don't understand is why incredibly amazing, talented people are being led to believe that they are only good enough to do the jobs that AI might ultimately end up replacing. That to me is taking away people's power. What if AI is here to give us the room to be who we were meant to be and to access more of the power we actually have? Because you're the one that's connected to source energy. You're the one that is being gifted with ideas that AI does not have access to. You are the visionary. That is what you were meant to be. You've just been led to believe that you are only good enough to be stuck behind a desk or stuck behind a checkout or to be working for someone else's dream. You've just been conditioned to believe that that's all you're capable of. If we weren't living in a society that is all about hierarchy and working in a fixed system, well, we would be all channeling ideas and visions from the start. In school, we would be encouraged to be creators instead of going through a set system that ranks us. I encourage you to begin focusing on your own unique ideas, your own unique perspective, and your own unique vision as the visionary of your life. Because I want you to realize the power you have, and I want you to expand, and I want you to access as much creativity and energy that you can. And that only happens by you being given your power back. Nobody told you what you are truly capable of. So I invite you, next time you get an idea or an urge of creativity, a vision, a dream, or something that you want to do or create or bring into the world, instead of ignoring it, instead of doubting it, instead of allowing it to take your power away, I want you to start wondering, is this idea a glimmer of who I'm meant to be? Is this a glimmer of the power I have? Is this what I'm here to do? And maybe the doubts and the fear is just a reflection of my conditioning and that coding that was in me from right back to when I was a caveman. I want you to become the muse of your own life. I want you to become your own source of inspiration. So when you start to get ideas flowing through you and inspiration flowing through you, you begin to appreciate those ideas, whether you choose to act on them or not. You choose to be inspired by your own ideas, because that's what a muse is. A muse is someone who is the source of inspiration, and that is you. Allow yourself to be activated by your own ideas. And when you do this, when you begin appreciating the ideas that you begin to get, whether you act on them or not, you just appreciate them, they expand. And more and more starts coming to you and flowing to you. And you will see how this starts to multiply in your life. You don't need to act on all of your ideas. Just start by recognizing them. Write it down in a notepad or in the notes section of your phone. That is acknowledging something that's just flowed through you. And when you acknowledge it and appreciate it, more starts coming. That starts building evidence for you of how powerful you are, how you are literally a source of creativity. You are the muse of your own life just because you are existing. Build evidence. I am always here to inspire you and to give you your power back that maybe had been taken away. It's time to become the muse of your own life. It's time to remember who the fuck you are. I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please let me know you loved it by leaving a review, and make sure you are following me on TikTok and Instagram so we can be friends. You'll find me at I Am Cher Enya. I love you so much. Keep up your progress, and I will see you in the next episode.